the first positive test has been identified in Mercer County. So the first question is, you know, basically, what do you want to tell the general public out there today?
Well, I want to continue to remind them of the guidelines, the stay-at-home executive order, those kinds of things. I understand that this may increase the uneasiness that folks are feeling, but, you know, we've been watching this very closely, and people need to abide by the social distancing, the stay-at-home. You know, if you can stay at home, stay at home. If you can't, you know, abide by the hand-washing, avoid touching your eyes and nose and mouth, your face at all. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces, you know, those kinds of things. And we've got that posted on our Facebook page. You know, we've seen it around us, and we anticipated that, you know, we weren't going to be immune from this. So
there are certain kind of general details that you could mention when a person tests positive. Now, mm-hmm. I know that the first question people has, well, who is it? But there's only certain things that you can say due to federal privacy guidelines. So what can you say about the person that tested positive, if anything?
Yeah, basically what I said in the press release that we posted is the case is a male between the ages of 60 and 80. You know, and I do want to reassure folks that our Department of Communicable Disease Prevention, they're following all the protocols established by public health, reaching out to and doing contact tracing so that we make sure that we're following up with folks, making sure that people are following the guidance of staying at home, isolating at home when they have it, that kind of thing. So my staff is hard at work working on those very issues right now. So, you know, we are on top of this to the degree of all of the regulatory and protocols